Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So today we are diving even deeper into that sweet nectarian ocean of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 15, text number 9.
Днес ще се потопим още по-дълбоко в нектарния океан на Шримад Бхагаватам. Първа песен, 15 глава, текст номер.
Yat
Tejasa
Nripa
Shira
Angrim
Aham
Maka Aratam
Arya
Anuja
Tava
Gaja
Ayuta
Sattva
Virya
Taina
Ahita
Pramata
Hata
Makhaya Bhupa
Yat
Mojita
Tat
Anayan
Balim
Anvare
Te
Yate Jasanripa Shiron Grim Mahan Makaratam
Yate Jasanripa Shiron Grim Mahan
Makaratam Aryo Nujastava Gajayuta Sattva Virya
Aryo Nujastava Gajayuta Sattva Virya
Tena Rita Pramata Natta Makaya Bhupa
Tena Rita Pramata Natta Makaya Bhupa
Yan Mochitasta Nanayan Balamad Vareite
Yan Mochitasta Nanayan Balamad Vareite
Yat Tejasa Nripa Shiron Grim Mahan Makaratam
Yate Jasa Nripa Shiron Grim Mahan Makaratam
Aryo Nujastava Gujayata Sattva Virya
Aryo Nujastava Gujayata Sattva Virya
Tena Rita Pranata Natta Makaya Bhupa
Tena Rita Pranata Natta Makaya Bhupa
Yan Mochitastarana Yan Balimad Vareite
Yan Mochitastarana Yan Balimad Vareite
Yat Tejasa Nripa Shiron Grim Mahan Makaratam
Yat Tejasa Nripa Shiron Grim Mahan Makaratam
Aryon Nujastava Gajayuta Sattva Virya
Aryon Nujastava Gajayuta Sattva Virya
Tena Rita Pranata Natta Makaya Bhupa
Tena Rita Pranata Natta Makaya Bhupa
Yan Mochitasta Danayan Balamad Vareite
Yan Mochitasta Danayan Balamad Vareite
Yat
Yeah.
Whose?
Tejasa.
By intelligence. Nipashira
Angrim.
One whose feet are adored by the heads of kings. Ahan killed Makaratam
for the sacrifice.
Arya respectable. Anuja,
Anuja.
Younger brother.
Younger brother.
Tava.
Tava.
Your.
Ganja
Ayuta.
10,000 elephants.
Satvavirya.
Satvavirya.
Powerful existence. Tena. By him. Ahrita. Collected. Pramatanata. The Lord of the Ghosts. Makaya.
Makaya.
For sacrifice. Bhupa. Kings. Yatmochita. By whom they were released. Tat anayan. All of them brought. Balin. Taxes. Advare. Presented. Te. Your. Translation. Your respectable younger brother, who possesses the strength of 10,000 elephants, killed by his grace, Jarasandha, whose feet were worshipped by many kings. These kings have been brought for sacrifice in Jarasandha's Mahabhairava Yajna, but they were thus released. Later, they paid tribute to your majesty.
По неговата милост, твоят уважаван по-малък брат, притежаващ силата на 10 000 слона, уби Джарасанда, считано взе се покланиха много царе. Той ги бе довел, за да ги принесе в жертва по време на своята Махабайрова Ягия, но брат ти ги освободи. По-късно те платиха дан на твое величество.
Purport. Jarasandha was a very powerful king of Magadha. And the history of his birth and activities is also very interesting. His father, King Brihadratha, was also a very prosperous and powerful king of Magadha, but he had no son, although he married two daughters of the king of Kashi. Being disappointed in not getting a son from either of the two queens, the king, along with his wives, left home to live in the forest for austerities. But in the forest, he was benedicted by one great rishi to have a son, and he gave him one mango to be eaten by the queens. The queens did so and were very soon pregnant. The king was very happy to see the queens bearing children, but when the ripe time approached, the queens delivered one child in two parts, one from each of the queens' wombs. The two parts were thrown into the forest, where a great she-demon used to live, and she was glad to have some delicate flesh and blood from the newly born child. Out of curiosity, she joined the two parts, and the child became complete and regained life. The she-demon was known as Jara, and being compassionate on the childless king, she went to the king and presented him with a nice child. The king was very pleased with the she-demon, and wanted to reward her according to her desire. The she-demon expressed her desire that the child be named after her, and thus the demon was surnamed Jarasandha, or one who was joined by Jara, the she-demon. In fact, this Jarasandha was born as one of the parts and parcels of the demon Vriprachati. The sage by whose benedictions the queens bore the child was called Chandra Koshika, who foretold of the child before his father, Brihadratta. Since Jarasandha possessed demoniac qualities from birth, naturally he became a great devotee of Lord Shiva, the lord of all ghostly and demoniac men. Ravana was a great devotee of Shiva, And so also Jarasandha, he used to sacrifice all arrested kings before Lord Mahabhairava, Shiva, and by his military power he defeated many small kings and arrested them to butcher them before Mahabhairava. There are many devotees of Lord Mahabhairava, or Kala Bhairava, in the province of Bihar, formerly called Magadha. Jarasandha was a relative of Kamsa, the maternal uncle of Krishna, and therefore after Kamsa's death, King Jarasandha became a great enemy of Krishna, and there were many fights between Jarasandha and Krishna. Lord Krishna wanted to kill him, but he also wanted that those who served as military men for Jarasandha might not be killed. Therefore, a plan was adopted to kill him. Krishna, Bhima, and Arjuna together went to Jarasandha in the dress of poor Brahmins and begged charity from King Jarasandha. Jarasandha never refused charity to any Brahmin, and he performed many sacrifices also. Yet he was not on a par with devotional service. Lord Krishna, Bhima, and Arjuna asked Jarasandha for the facility of fighting him, and it was set up that Jarasandha would fight with Bhima only. So all of them were both guests and combatants of Jarasandha, and Bhima and Jarasandha fought every day for several days. Bhima became disappointed, but Krishna gave him hints about Jarasandha's being joined together as an infant, and thus Bhima dissected him again and so killed him. All the kings who were detained in the concentration camp to be killed before Mahabhairava were thus released by Bhima. Feeling much obliged to the Pandavas, they paid tribute to King Yudhishthira.
Kunta Jarasandha Bhima
Oma Gyana Temaranda Shyaganandana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Nino Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, just see what is the strength of this Bhima.
Просто видите, какая сила на Бима.
He could kill 10,000 elephants.
Ты можешь убить 10,000 слонов.
What is the position of Kshatriyas nowadays? Who can possess the strength of 10,000 elephants? There is no such strength today in the Kshatriyas. In the Vedic time, everyone was very powerful in their particular duty. The Brahmins were very, very expert in chanting of mantras. The Kshatriyas were very expert in the power of fighting. The Vaishyas were very expert at taking care of the cows. And the Shudras are very dedicated, loyal workers. But nowadays the Vedic culture is finished. Everyone is less than Shudra, actually. So this is a very interesting pastime of Krishna. We can see another aspect of Vedic culture here. They have come to kill Jarasandha. And they are being accepted as guests. He's giving them nice living facilities. He's feeding them very nicely. In the evening they're having some nice conversations and entertainment. Just like close family members. And then in the daytime, Bhim and Jarasandha, they're fighting to the death.
А през деня Бима и Джарасана се сражавали на живот и смърт.
So where is that kind of culture now?
Къде може да видим такава култура в момента?
As soon as we have a disagreement with a devotee,
веднага след като се появи някакво несъгласие с някой правилен дан,
we never want to talk to him ever again.
Ние повече изобщо не искаме да говорим с него.
We should, if we're actually in Vedic mood, we may disagree with someone very strongly.
Ако ние сме санираме в духа на, поддържаме духа на ведическата култура, може да имаме много дълбоко несъгласие с някой.
But still we will be loving brothers.
Но въпреки това ние ще продължаваме да бъдем братя.
So in our ISKCON we can learn from this lila how to keep a nice family spirit even though we may disagree with each other.
Искон, ние може да се получим от тази прекрасна лила, как да поддържаме прекрасни взаимоотношения, въпреки че имаме някакви несъгласия.
Our goal is we want to re-establish the Vedic culture on this planet.
Ние искаме да установим отново ведическата култура на тази планета.
Just like they are cooking up breakfast in the kitchen.
Точно както в момента те приготвят закуската в кухнята.
We are cooking up a spiritual revolution.
И ние също подготвяме една духовна революция.
We want to bring back a Satya Yuga type atmosphere on this planet.
Ние искаме да върнем обратно атмосферата на Сатя Юга на тази планета.
So Prabhupada has begun by creating a class of Brahmins.
Шрила Прабхупада започнал като създал клас от Брахман.
So we have to become actual Brahmin.
Ние трябва да станем истински Брахман.
And then the other, once the head and the social body is there, the other parts of the body, they will come.
Ако имаме главата на социалното тяло, другите части постепенно ще дойдат.
So we have to study in the Bhagavad Gita what are the qualities of Brahman.
Ние трябва да изучаваме от Bhagavad Gita какви са качествата на Брахман.
Shama dama shapao, shama dama tapasho chom, chantarajama vevacha, gyanam vigyanamastikram, brahma karma spavavajam. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses.
Контрол върху ума и върху сетивата.
Being austere.
Отреченост.
That means rising early.
Това означава да ставаме рано.
You see, being clean.
Чистота.
Chanter, being very peaceful. Not agitated, disturbed mind.
Умиротворен ум. Спокойно.
Arjavam, being very honest.
Честен.
Gyanam, having very good understanding of the Vedic wisdom.
Brahmana трябва да притежава много добро разбиране върху ведическата мъдрост.
Vigyanam, putting that knowledge into practice.
Vigyana, да прилага на практика това знание.
Brahma karma stavavajam. These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work.
Това са качествата, чрез които един Брахман работи.
Nowadays in India, so many people, they want to say, yes, I am Brahman.
В момента в Индия много хора искат да кажат да...
They wear the Brahman thread.
Те носят Брахмана.
And they eat meat.
И те едат месо.
So this brahminical culture is dead in India.
Брахминската култура е мъртва в Индия.
There is no brahminical culture.
Няма брахминска култура.
And you go to the temples, the so-called Brahman, they just harass you for money.
Ако отидете в храма, така наречените брамани просто ви притесняват за пари и искат пари.
Вишнуприя Матаджи and I, we went to one temple, that is Sakshi Gopal temple.
Вишнуприя Матаджи и аз отидохме в един храм, Сакши Гопал.
That is located in between Bhubaneshwara and Jagannath Puri.
Той се намира между Бубанешвара и Джаганат Пури.
So we went there, they said, well, only Hindus can have darshan.
Отидохме там и те ни казаха, само хинду могат да имат даршан.
So Mataji was allowed to go for darshan, but I was not.
Mataji беше допуснат за darshan, а аз не.
And I said, well, all right. And then I gave them 100 rupee donation.
Тогава аз казах, добре, ето ви 100 rupee donation.
And I went to some room where I could see the roof. They would let me see the roof of the temple building.
Я стигал в някаква стая, където те ни позволиха да видя покрива на храма.
So I was peaceful and I was humble. I was thinking, well, what can you do? You know, just got to, whatever mercy I can get of Sakshi Gopal, I will take it. You know, I just see the roof of his temple, that's all right.
Я бях спокоен и удовлетворен. Аз си мислех, каквато и милост да получа, аз съм доволен и аз бях щастлив, това, че поне успях да видя покрива.
I wasn't angry that they wouldn't let me have the darshan. With kindness, feelings of kindness in my heart, I gave them the 100 rupees. I wasn't holding any grudge or anything. So, Mataji came out from the darshan, and I came down from my little observation room, and we were going back to the taxi to go on to Puri. But then I was very amazed. We were surrounded by all these Brahmins, these so-called Brahmins, like you know, the pundits, they surrounded us. And they said, you have given money for the deity, now you have to give money for the Brahmins also. Every single Brahmin, he wanted his personal donation. And just like you may be, if you attack a beehive, you'll be surrounded by angry bees stinging you. And you may go running away, but they will stay with you, stinging you and biting you. So we began moving very quickly towards the taxi cab. And they were yelling and screaming and holding out their hands and demanding money. I became fearful they may try to rob me. So we got to the taxi cab as quickly as we could. We got in the car and we shut the doors. But we didn't roll up the windows fast enough. Their hands were sticking in the window and they were yelling. Rupees, rupees, rupees for the Brahmins. So somehow we got their hands up. We rolled up the windows and we told them they were standing in front of the car. And the poor driver, he was sitting there, bewildered. We said, drive. So he started driving and they got out of the way and we got out of there. So these are what in India, these are called the Brahmins. So now do you know why Prabhupada is creating a class of Brahmins? So we can, these Brahmins, Brahmin is actually Guru, isn't it? In Vedic culture, the Brahmin, he is the spiritual master of the human society, actually. So we have to take those Brahmins, that Sakshi Gopal, as our Gurus. Guru means we learn a lesson from them. So what is the lesson we learn from those pandits at Sakshi Gopal Mandir? Don't behave like them. That is the lesson they have taught us. Do not behave like me, because I am a rascal so-called Brahmin. So actually now I was pointing my finger at those Brahmins here. Now I'm pointing the finger at all of us, you see. We were laughing at these foolish so-called Brahmins, how ridiculous they were in this fighting greedy spirit. But we have to see, are we acting like that sometimes? Are we thinking like that sometimes? Are we greedy and angry sometimes? You see, we have to be very thoughtful that we don't act like those so-called pundits. Srila Prabhupada instructed us that we should be of ideal character. So that people will respect us. And just by offering respect,
и просто като ни отдават своите почитания,
they will make spiritual advancement.
Те ще осъществяват духовно напред.
Did you ever know that was your duty?
Знаете ли досега, че това е ваше дълг?
To be so proper and saintly in your demeanor, your words and your activities, that people will offer you respect and thus make spiritual advancement.
Да бъдете толкова перфектни и съвършени в своето поведение.
That is called Brahman, Vaishnava Brahman.
Че просто като ви дават почитание хората да напредват духовно. Това се нарича Vaishnava Brahman.
So we are meant to be like them.
Ние трябва да бъдем такива.
Vishnujana Maharaj, my Vartma Pradarshaka Guru, he told me that Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada, but why don't you become glorious?
Vishnujana Maharaj, my Vartma Pradarshaka Guru, ми каза, че Шрила Прабхупада казва, вие винаги казвате Джая Шрила Прабхупада, но защо вие не станете като Шрила Прабхупада?
That is the best. We always like to glorify Srila Prabhupada. Every day we are singing Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, you see.
Това е прекрасно. Всеки ден ние възхваляваме Шрила Прабхупада, пейки Jaya Prabhupada.
But the very best glorification of Srila Prabhupada is that you become pure devotees. We all become pure devotees.
Но най-добрата почет, която може да дадем към Шрила Прабхупада, е като ние самите ставаме чисти, предано даваме като Шрила Прабхупада.
Because then people will see us and they will see these Hare Krishna people, they have such good qualities. They have such noble character.
Защото тогава хората ще забележат това и ще си кажат, ето тези Hare Krishna, те имат много добър характер, имат благородни.
So how potent, how amazing must be their founder, Acharya, his divine grace Srila Prabhupada.
Ако те са такива, тогава каква е колко удивителна личност би трябвало да бъде техният основател.
He must be such an amazing leader that he's creating thousands and millions of great saintly persons all over the planet.
Това би трябвало да е удивителна личност, която е способна да създаде хиляди и милиони такива прекрасни личности по цял свят.
We shouldn't just put some tilak on the nose and some neck beads and engage in illicit sex.
Ние трябва просто да ставаме, да си поставяме килак и кантимала и да се и да правим забранен секс.
Do you know that bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Знаете ли този bhajan от Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
About the Kali Chela?
The Kali Chela.
In this song, Bhaktivinoda is saying, here comes another Vaishnava.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur казва в този bhajan, ето тук идва нов Vaishnava.
He has tilak on his nose. Actually, he said, here comes another Kali Chela.
Yeah.
Kali Chela means a devotee of Kali.
Kali Chela означава преден отдаден на Kali.
So this Kali Chela, he has tilak on his nose.
Този Kali Chela има тилака на носа
си. He has kanti mala on his neck.
Kanti mala на носа си.
But behind the scenes, he's having so much illicit sex.
No, вътре в себе си той, зад сцената той извършва толкова много забранен секс.
So we must not be these Kali Chela type people.
Ние не трябва да бъдем този Kali Chela тип предмет.
We should become strict brahmachari.
Ние трябва да станем стриктни брамачари.
There are four kinds of brahmacharis.
Има четири вида брамачари.
You know that? There's four kinds of brahmacharis.
Знаете ли, че има четири вида брамачари?
There's brahmachari brahmacharis. Grihastha brahmacharis. Vanaprastha brahmacharis. And sannyas brahmacharis. So everyone is, our culture is brahmachari. Brahmachari means he only has sex for producing Krishna conscious children.
Brahmachari означава той прави секс само ако иска да зачене Кришна съзнати деца.
Doesn't have, as we say, sex is for procreation, it's not for recreation.
Както ни казваме, сексът е за зачеване на деца, а не за наслаждение.
So we must develop this proper consciousness.
Ние трябва да развием това правилно съзнание.
People think we're crazy to practice brahmachari life.
Хората мислят, че ние сме луди да живеем този брамачари живот.
They're shocked.
Те са шокирани.
You only have sex for procreation?
Вие имате секс само за зачеване на деца?
You people must be frustrated.
Вие със сигурност сте разочаровани.
You must be so frustrated.
Сигурно сте разочаровани.
But the fact is, we are not frustrated.
А всъщност ние не сме.
We are enjoying on a higher level.
Ние се наслаждаваме на по-висше ниво.
Yan maitanadi grihamedi sukham hi tu cham. You see, that pleasure, they take that to be the number one pleasure, but our pleasure is far greater. Brahma saukyam tvanantam.
Те си мислят, че сексуалното наслаждение е най-висшето наслаждение, но нашето удоволствие е много по-висше от това.
Krishna consciousness is a much greater pleasure.
Krishna съзнание е много по-висше удоволствие.
That Jamunacharya, our Bandra of South India, he had, he was living as a king with much sex pleasure.
Jamunacharya, our Bandra of Yujna India, he lived as a king with much sex pleasure.
But then he became a pure devotee. And he has written very nice poetry. You know that shloka? Very nice shloka he has written. Yadavadi Bhattanari Sangame Smaryamani Bhavati Mukushushtu Nishtivanamcha. In this way he is singing that ever since I have been engaged in the transmittal loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Whenever the thought of sex pleasure comes to my mind, he says, let me back up. Ever since I've been engaged in that service of Radha and Krishna, tasting newer and newer pleasures in that service, nava rasa, you see. Ever since I've been getting that newer and newer taste in Radha and Krishna's service, whenever I think of sex, my lips curve with this taste and I spit at the thought.
В тази шлока се казва, откакто аз отдавам любовно служение на Радха Кришна, аз усещам трансцендентално щастие, ново и ново трансцендентално блаженство. И когато си помисля за сексуално удоволствие, лицето ми се изкривява спонтанно в гримаса на отвращение и аз заплювам тази мисъл.
So people are amazed how you can spit at the thought of sex. Are you crazy? But no, we are not crazy. They are crazy. Because they are basing their pleasure on the relationship between the senses and the sense objects. That's what they're basing their happiness on.
Се опитват да открият своето щастие в удоволствието, което се базира в контакта между сетивата и сетивните обекти.
The senses are a covering of the self.
Сетивата са покривало на душата.
They are not the actual self.
Те не са истинското себе.
So all you're doing is you're mixing the covering with something else. It's never even touching the self.
Това като става, че те се смесват покривалото с себето и те не могат да влязат в истински контакт с същността.
The self is not actually coming in contact with the so-called objects of enjoyment.
И себето не влиза всъщност в контакт с така наречения обект за наслаждение.
Only the covering is coming in contact.
Само покривалото влиза в този контакт.
Just like if you want to eat something.
Както ако искате да ядете нещо.
What is the pleasure of eating? When the tongue touches that tasty food, then you get great pleasure when the tongue touches that tasty food. But if we take one balloon and we put it over your tongue, one piece of plastic over your tongue, we say, okay, now eat. The tongue will not be contacting the food.
There
will be no pleasure of eating. So cell, this material pleasure is like them. Actually, Prabhupada gave the example of sex. He said, when you want to have sex, you're naked. You don't have sex with your clothes on, you do it when you're naked. Naked sex is enjoyable, but covered sex is none. Pretty graphic example. So the point is that we're trying to enjoy in a covered way by this material sense gratification. That is not enjoyment. To enjoy in a covered way is not enjoyment. But to enjoy in an uncovered way, that is enjoyment. So the covering is the false ego. The false identification with matter, that is a covering. Because of that covering, we are not able to enjoy. Isn't it? Yes, everyone understands this point? The covered enjoyment is not enjoyment. Uncovered enjoyment, that is actual enjoyment. So we have to give up this covering that I am a male, I am a female, I am Bulgarian, I am American. These are coverings. We have to come to the naked self, the actual uncovered self, and that is Jiva Svarupahai Krishna Nityadas. That I am the eternal servant of Krishna. That's when we can actually enjoy. I remember when I was first coming to this Krishna consciousness movement. I had one of those original Macmillan Gitas, the small, the abridged versions. I remember the day I wrote my name in that book and I said, the eternal servant of Krishna. That was a very special moment when I wrote that down in the book. My karmi name is Steve Bridge. I wrote Steve Bridge, the eternal servant of Krishna. So that is a major turning point. When you realize that you're the eternal servant of Krishna, even theoretically, you simply assert that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Everybody can say that. I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
You see, doesn't that feel good to say that?
Yes.
Yes. That's who we are. That's Krishna consciousness. And then who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes. That is Krishna consciousness philosophy in a nutshell. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I'm His eternal servant. So we simply, if you have that strong faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I'm His eternal servant, then you can become a powerful preacher of Krishna consciousness.
You don't
need to learn 10,000 verses. Simply know that I am the eternal servant of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada wants us to become very, very powerful preachers. You know this term, Digvijay?
Digvijay?
It's like the Keshava Kashmiri in the Chaitanya Leela. He is known as Digvijay Pandit.
Kattu Keshava Kashmiri Uchitana Lila, to is known as Digvijay Pandit.
Do you know that, you know, Digvijay means? That means one who can conquer in all four directions. So Prabhupada, he wanted us to become Digvijay
Pandits.
And he explained what he meant by that in very specific and concrete terms. He said, you go village to village, city to city, town to town, and make Digvijaya. That there is God. I can prove there is God. Who are you who say there is no God? Come on! Shri Shri Jagannath Bhavadev Shri Vajra Ghanitai Sambhujra Shri Shri Varadamara Ki Jai. So Prabhupada says that is Digvijay. That you challenge these rascal atheists. You prove to them there is God. So how will you prove there is God? We can say it says so in the Bhagavad Gita.
And
they say, I don't care for your Bhagavad Gita. There are so many books. So we can establish on the basis of logic. That every machine has an operator, isn't it? There's some cars in parked in front of the temple. They require a driver before they will move. I have this watch, it's called self-winding, they call it kinetic watch, self-winding, just by moving your arm it winds it. When you play the mandunga, you're winding the watch. If I stop moving my arm, the watch will go dead. So this machine, the watch, also requires an operator, somebody to move it. So every machine requires an operator. So this gigantic cosmic manifestation, does it not also operate like a machine? The sun comes up in the morning, it sets in the evening, there's seasons. This operates also like a machine. So since every machine that we've ever experienced requires an operator, we can guess this gigantic machine also requires an operator.
Не може да предположим, че също тази огромна космическа машина, която очевидно работи като машина. Това огромно космическо управление, което очевидно работи като машина, също трябва да има оператор.
So therefore we can understand the existence of God. Even just on the basis of logic, we can understand there must be a God.
И дори от гледна точка на логиката, ние можем да разберем, че Бог съществува.
So we must understand how to prove God from scripture and how to prove God from logic also. This is one difference between the second class devotee and the first class devotee. The first class devotee can defeat all opposing arguments. Second class devotee has strong faith in the scripture, but he cannot always defeat the opposing arguments. But the first class devotee, Prabhupada describes, he can defeat all opposing arguments. So, are there any questions?
Yes.
более серьезные, как такая тези хора на политическо време, е било възможно, нали, те да се срещат, да говорят като най-добри приятели и на следващия ден те да излизат и да се срещат като най-добрите. Как е възможно?
First question. How is it possible that in this very time persons like Bhima and Jarasandha, they are able in evening to speak and to entertain themselves like the best friends and in the morning to fight to death?
So the question is, how is it possible that the Vedic culture, everyone could be so friendly and you know, on the one hand fight to death in the battlefield and be friendly in the evening? That's a very interesting question. Very, very interesting question. It's actually a very, very amazing phenomenon how they can do that.
Много удивително, че това е възможно, било възможно тогава.
The answer is that in the Vedic time people were fixed in duty.
Отговорът е, че в тези ведически времена хората били много установени в изпълняването на своя дълг.
They were not on a mental platform.
Те не били на ментална, умствена платформа.
They were solidly fixed in duty.
Те изпълнявали дълга си.
Prabhupada gives a very nice example of duty.
Шрила Прабхупада дава много хубав пример за дълг.
In India.
В Индия.
There will be some poor beggar on the street.
Бедни простите на улицата.
But he will have a wife also.
Той има съпруга.
But that wife will be so dedicated to that beggar.
Съпругата му е толкова посветена, толкова вярна на този просяк.
Even though they're living under a piece of plastic on the side of the railroad track.
Дори при условие, че те живеят под някакъв нейлон.
She be so dedicated to her husband and he has a happy home life.
Тя е толкова посветена, вярна на съпруга си, че те имат такъв щастлив семейен живот.
Even though he's a beggar on the street.
Въпреки че съпругът е просто един просяк.
In the Western world, no woman would ever think of being dedicated to a beggar on the street.
В западния свят няма такава жена, която да е вярна, ако съпругът е просяк.
But see, Vedic culture, there is that spirit of duty.
В ведическата култура съществува този дух на изпълняване на дълга.
That under all circumstances one must stick to one's duty without any question of ever deviating.
При всички обстоятелства човек трябва да изпълнява своя дълг без изобщо и дума да става за някакво отклонение.
So that's how the Kshatriyas, they can sit together in the evening as friends and then fight to the death during the daytime.
И по този начин кшатрите могат да седят като приятели вечерта.
Because they're absolutely fixed in their duty. Nowadays we're so fickle and whimsical, the spiritual master gives an order.
Сега ние сме толкова капризни и своенравни, духовният учител дава своята заповед, своето наставление.
And we think Guru Maharaj has given me a suggestion.
И ние си мислиме, Гуру Махарадж ми препоръчва нещо. Предложение, предположение.
We're so whimsical. So undutiful in this age. And we're suffering because of it. But if we realize that we're meant to be dutiful, and we understand the advantage of being dutiful, and we pray to Krishna for his blessings that we can actually be dutiful, then Krishna will bless us that we can actually be dutiful. And we'll be very solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. At every minute. Questions more?
From these qualities of the Brahmanas, what you call it from Bhagavad Gita, how to understand what does it mean religiosity?
How is it translated in the Gita? What is the Sanskrit word they give for religiosity?
Astikam.
Yes. Okay, astikam. Yes, that we missed that one term. But to be religious means to surrender to Krishna. Religion is the Latin. Chris, astikam is the Sanskrit, and Prabhupada has given the word religious. So religion comes from the English word religion comes from the Latin word religio. In the English language there's a word ligament which refers to that connecting something which connects within the body, a ligament.
In English we have ligament which means something.
So a ligament is similar to link, that which connects. So religion actually means to re-link with God. You actually have an eternal relationship with God. But you have gone away from, you have run away from home like a naughty child. Now to become religious means you must reconnect with God. The English word yoke, which is what they use when they take the ox and they put him on the plow, there's a yoke that sits on his back which connects him with the plow. That's called yoke. So that word, that English word yoke, comes from the Sanskrit word yoga. So religion and yoga are the same thing. Religion or yoga are those processes, is that one same process actually, which connects us with God. So to be religious means you must connect with God. So how do you do that? That is given by poet Govinda Das. Shravana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dashare pujana saki jana atmani vedana govinda dasa vilasare. So if you follow those processes, the nava vidha bhakti, the nine items of bhakti, then you will be connected very nicely with Krishna. And you will be religious. And you will be a Brahman. Questions more?
Already for since 10 years I'm searching, looking for the shelter of the holy name, and unfortunately I have committed all 10 offenses against the holy
name.
Recently I have noticed that I don't chant carefully. I'm not chanting carefully. How is that? Is it this chanting non-careful, unattentional chanting, is this like a consequence of the offenses or the
or the cause of the offenses?
Yes.
Both.
Exactly.
If you're inattentive, you'll be offensive, and if you're offensive, you'll be inattentive. They go together. It works both ways. In other words, if you don't pay attention to what you're doing, just like you're driving a car. There are 10 offenses also when you're driving a car. Running a red light. Running a stop sign. Going on the wrong side of the road. Running over a policeman. There are different apparats when you're driving a car. So if you're inattentive on your driving, if you think, well, I think I'm tired, I think I'll just take a nap while I'm driving today. You're inattentive to the driving, you'll commit so many driving apparats. So you have to pay attention to your chanting. Otherwise you'll commit so many apparats. Questions, Mark? Yes.
Защо изостава въвеждането на ведическата култура, когато имаме такива съвършени средства за комуникации, космически или комуникации, които се създадаха? Защо не се използват да създаде една световна мрежа чрез космически излъчватели и наистина да се проповядва това Бог го е дал? Що ни е дал тия възможности, ние трябва да ги използваме. Защо оставаме да ги използват с други цели? Имам предвид телевизията, строят храмови сега. Било е времето, когато не е имало тия комуникационни средства, това е било нужно. Нали? Трябва да се създаде храм Пекос, по-богат от царския, за да привлече хората. Но сега съществуват, може да се направят такива телевизионни мощни станции, че целият свят едновременно да бъде обхванат с проповед и с учение.
Why we don't use this communication technical advancement in preaching? He thinks that
we're not using.
We don't use it as in, to this extent.
I'm sending an internet broadcast all over the world every day, Krishna Katha.
Ние ги използваме. Аз, например, изпращам по интернет Krishna Katha по цял свят всеки ден.
I have thousands of subscribers all over the world. I need to talk to Mahendra today. The password is went invalid, so we have to, after a class, we have to do our thing.
Okay.
We are definitely using the modern technology. They call me the Internet Guru.
Те ме наричат интернет гуру.
Моя въпрос конкретен. Защо телевизията не се използва?
So actually his question is particular. Why we don't use television?
Television? I have a weekly TV show in the US.
Аз имам ежеседмично телевизионно шоу в Съединените щати.
Аз говоря за космически
I was filmed last night for the TV. You didn't see the TV people were there last night. They made an interview with me. It's coming on television when? A week from today. I was on filmed by the TV people last night.
Аз бях по национална телевизия вчера, с нощи по време на ракетата и точно така ще бъде показано в цяла България. Well, he means actually this.
Не, въпросът не е до уточнено. Защо изкон не създаде мощна телевизионна станция?
Actually, now he Why ISKCON does not create his own television and to just flood the whole
yes.
world?
You donate the money and we'll do it. You give the money, we'll have our own TV station, yes. We will create a network of TV stations all over the whole world. You simply get the money and we will do it.
просто, просто трябва да, да ни дариш парите за това и нищо го направим.
Няма
пари. Не, не. Това не е верно.
It's not true. He says it's not true. He says it's not true.
He doesn't have the money?
Нямаш пари ли?
You can't afford to donate for TV stations?
Да не отиват пари. Примерно, Шрила Прабхупада казвал, че трябва да се печатат книги. Да, действително казвал. Тогава това е било най-мощното средство за комуникации. Но сега вече е друго време.
He says, why you is gone? You don't have money. Шрила Прабхупада said a long time ago that we have...
We are beggars!
He says, we have to print books. But Shiva Prabhupada said, but now the times has changed and now it's new time. We should put our endeavor in this more powerful...
No. Books are the most powerful propaganda. The books are still the most powerful propaganda.
Книгите все още са най-могъща пропаганда. Все още.
We can use the TV to attract the people to read Prabhupada's books.
Към тях да се добави.
Ние може да използваме телевизията, за да привлечем хората към книгите на Шива Прабхупада.
Books are the most powerful. I'm seeing, I have my internet course. I have 20,000 people taking my course on the internet.
Аз виждам това на практика в моя живот. Аз имам 20,000 души, които посещават моя курс в интернет.
But I've seen the most powerful way to get them get them fixed in Krishna consciousness is they all purchase Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Но аз на практика видях, че най-добрият начин да ги накарам тези хора да вземат сериозно с Кришна съзнание.
Because when they read Prabhupada, when they touch Prabhupada's books, when they read Prabhupada's books, that's when they become fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Защото тогава, когато те докоснат и прочитат Бхагавад Гита, Кришна Прабхупада, тогава това е всъщност, което ги прави.
So you can use all varieties of media, television, radio, movies, you can use everything, internet, but you should for the purpose of getting Prabhupada's books in their hands.
Вие може да използваме всички видове медия, интернет, телевизия, но с целта да разпространяваме книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
Because that's when they become Krishna conscious, when they get the books in their hands, and they read in their hands.
Защото това е моментът, в който те стават Кришна съзнати, когато получат книгата.
Last night, one girl, she was asking so many questions. I encouraged her to play her violin in the kirtan and she did so.
Аз я окуражих да свири с цигулката си по време на киртан и тя го направи.
And she was so impressed with our philosophy, she purchased Srimad Bhagavatam last night.
И тя беше толкова впечатлена от нашата философия, че тя си купи Srimad Bhagavatam.
You see, this is actual preaching. When they want the books, they want the books. That is preaching. They purchase the books. That is preaching.
Истинското проповядване е това, когато те купят книгите. Това е истинското
проповядване. Може да допълня. Аз си казах да намери да си купи на английски, да контактува преко с Шрила Прабхупада.
I told the same girl that it's also good if she purchased the English Srimad Bhagavatam, so she can directly associate with Srila Prabhupada, not through the media.
Does she speak English?
Тя говори английски.
Добре.
She speaks very well English.
Actually, that's all right too. But the translations are those who are bilingual. This Bulgarian is a Bulgarian Gita Bhagavatam. Yeah. Is the translation good? You can read English and Bulgarian book.
It's acceptable.
It's acceptable. The potency is there.
Значи, там е. Дори в български превод е потенцията, силата е там.
Any other questions? Yes.
Моя въпрос е практически. Семейните твърде често им се налага да работят с хора, които са твърде далеч от съзнанието за Бога и понякога се налага около тях да няма предано дане. Те нямат възможност да общуват. Имам предвид даже конкретно себе си. И моя въпрос е как човек, освен практиката, да повтаря, да чете книгите, може нещо допълнително, за да поддържа своя дух на проповядване, защото пак казвам, ние попадаме в обстановка, в която няма даже на около други предано дадени. Просто се налага ни да проповядаме. Ние го осъзнаваме това. Обаче е твърде трудно за нас самите, след като се намираме срещу хора, които са твърде много и хора, които нямат никакво съзнание за Бога, ние да запазим нашия дух на проповядване. Моят въпрос е, как практически, освен повтарянето на мантрата, освен четенето на книгите, има ли и друг път, което човек да поддържа в себе си живеят се на Кришна съзнание? Това е, разбираш ме, за
какво? Разбрахме. Okay. It's very often that happens that the vipassas they live outside and they are surrounded by non-devotees, and this as a result they sometimes they lose their enthusiasm for preaching. And what you would suggest as a practical type for reviving this enthusiasm, except chanting and reading the books, some practical advice that you could give so we can they can revive this enthusiasm for preaching?
The every grihastha's home should be a preaching center.
Всеки дом на грихастите трябва да бъде проповеднически център.
If you simply keep your house as a place for eating and sleeping, you will be miserable. That is called grihamedi.
Ако просто поддържаш място къща там където живееш като място за ядене и спане, ще бъдеш много нещастен. Това се нарича грихамеди.
That is called dark well.
Това се нарича тъмният кладен.
Anda kupa. So you have to make your house a preaching center.
Трябва да превърнеш своята къща в проповеднически център.
You have programs in your home. You can also invite the devotees to come. You have program in your home. You invite the people. You have kirtan. You distribute prasadam and you read from Bhagavad Gita.
Когато правиш програми в своята къща, трябва да каниш преданите.
Whatever friends you have, and you invite them to your home, and you have some program preaching Krishna consciousness.
Трябва да каниш преданите, трябва да каниш и други хора, непреданени, да посещаш прасадам и да четеш от Бхагавад Гита.
You can show. You see, not everyone can live in the temple, so actually, the householder, he can do very valuable preaching.
Не всеки може да живее в храма, затова семейните те могат да осъществят едно много много ценно проповядване.
He can preach better than the brahmacharis, the vanaprasas, and the sannyasis in one sense, because he can show how to be a grihastha, working a job, making money, raising a family, and at the same time be Krishna conscious.
Един семейен може в известен смисъл да проповядва по-добре от брамачари, от ванапрасти или от саньяси, защото той може на практика да покаже, че е възможно, как е възможно да живееш извън храма, да работиш, да правиш пари и едновременно с това да бъдеш Кришна съзнан.
The majority of the society is grihastha, or householders. The material society is mostly householders.
Материалното общество, по-голямата част от него са семейни.
So the householder devotee, he can do the greatest preaching.
Семейните преданодани могат да направят най-доброто проповядване.
Because he can show how to be a householder, earning money, working job, running business, and still be Krishna conscious.
Защото той може да покаже, да обясни и да покаже на практика как е възможно да имаш работа, бизнес и едновременно с това да бъдеш Кришна съзнат.
Prabhupada says householder should be paramahamsa.
Шрила Прабхупада казва, семейните трябва да бъдат парамахамси.
So you simply make your house into a preaching center, that's all.
Просто превърни се.
There's so many examples. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's a householder. He had 12 children.
Има толкова много примери. Шрила Бхакти Винод Такур е бил семейен, имал 12 деца.
He was working in a very demanding job for the British government.
Работи много тежка работа за британското.
But just see his writing.
Виж неговите книги.
Just see how he would travel to the villages. He would take leave from his job and do this Namahat. That was all started by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Namahat program.
И той извършил тази Namahat програма, тя е започната от Бхакти Винод Такур. Той пътувал из околните села и проповядвал.
So do not think I'm a householder, I cannot preach.
Не си мисли, аз съм семейен, аз не мога да проповядвам.
You have the best facility for preaching.
Имаш най-добрите всъщност възможности да проповядваш.
So take advantage and become a preacher.
Възползвай се от това и стани проповедник.
I was doing that. I was 14 years as a brahmachari.
Аз правих така. Аз бях 14 години брамачари.
And I took household life. I was working a full-time job as a computer programmer.
И след това станах семейен и имах такава целодневна работа.
But every spare minute I was preaching.
Но във всяка свободна минута аз проповядвам.
So that's the key. You have to be very dedicated. You know that famous order from Lord Chaitanya? Jare deka tarika Krishna upadasya mara agaya guru hoya taredesh. Which type of devotee was that instruction given to? Was that given to a sannyasi? No. Was that given to a vanaprastha?
Vanaprastha?
No. Was that order given to a brahmachari? No. That order to become guru was given to a householder. His name was Kurma. He was a Brahman and his name was Kurma. During the rainy season in India, Chaturmasya, the traveling sadhus, they will stay in the home of some grihastha.
По време на дъждовния сезон в Индия, пътуващите проповедници те оставали в домът на някои грихаста.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in his home.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu останал в неговата къща.
Can you imagine if Chaitanya stayed in your home?
Представяш ли, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu да остане в твоята къща?
When he says that the rainy season is over, how much you'll be crying that all you are leaving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I cannot tolerate your separation.
И представи си, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu остава за 4 месеца дъждовния сезон в твоята къща и накрая се тръгва. Ти ще бъдеш напълно потресен от това. Ти няма да искаш да го пуснеш.
So this Brahman Kurma says, I am coming with you, my lord. I'm taking sannyas right now. I'm leaving this home, this dark well of household life.
И този Курма, Брамана, той не може да търпи раздялата и казва на Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, аз идвам с тебе. Аз приемам сънняс, не мога повече да търпя този семейен живот, този тъмен кладенец.
And Chaitanya said, actually, you will see me again.
Chaitanya казал, всъщност ти ще ме видиш отново.
He said, no, actually, you will never not see me.
А всъщност, никога няма да има момент, в който няма да ме видиш.
You simply follow this instruction.
Просто следвай тази инструкция.
Jare deka tarika Krishna upadasya mara agaya guru hoya taredesh. Whomever you meet, you instruct him in the teachings of Krishna.
Когато се срещнеш, го инструктирай за науката за Кришна.
In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country.
И така, по моята заповед, ти стани гуру и освободи хората в тази страна.
So you should take every possible opportunity and every minute for preaching Krishna consciousness. Sometimes when I have trouble with my computer, I will have to call to technical services at the company and they, you know, ask them how to fix the problem with the computer.
Аз трябваше да извикам такива техници, които да ми помогнат да го поправят.
And then after they have fixed the problem, then they will ask me, is there anything else I can do for you?
И след като те ремонтираха компютър.
Shri Shri Radhadamara ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Shri Sadbhuji ki jai, Shri Shri Garnitai ki jai. So when they ask me, is there anything else they can do for me?
След като те ремонтират компютър, те обикновено ме питаха, има ли още нещо, което може да направим за тебе?
I say yes.
Аз казах да.
You can chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Може да повтаряте Hare Krishna и да бъдете щастливи.
So in this way, you can tell everyone to chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
На всеки може да кажеш да повтаря Hare Krishna и да бъдеш щастлив.
In your householder life.
В своя семейен живот.
They may not understand what is Hare Krishna, but when you tell them be happy, they'll feel, oh good, he's wishing that I'll be happy, so he must be very nice.
И те може да не разберат какво значи Hare Krishna, но като им кажеш, бъдете щастливи, те ще кажат, те ще станат много удовлетворени, ще кажат, това е много хубаво, човек, той ни желая доброто.
And if you keep telling them, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, finally one day they'll say, what is this Hare Krishna?
И ако продължаваш да им казваш, повтаряй за Hare Krishna и бъдете щастливи, един ден те ще попитат, какво е това Hare Krishna?
So in this way you can preach.
Този начин може да проповядваш.
Questions more?
Други въпроси?
Yes.
Здравствуйте, Сидор.
I have two questions.
Единият е свързан с това, което съм посилно проповядвал, че нашата цел е да установим близката култура и да се установи върна членам в системата. Да. Но, например, как там не стане, при положение, че хората нямат качества, както той обясни това. Да, при положение, че също така и Прабхупад е спълна, че поне 1%, ако стане вписано, се значи това, поне някакси ще направим нещата, да вървят това трябва на сега.
Да, това е хорошо.
Вторият, може да кажем, че ползи за Вишнуджана, следващ ползи за живота на Вишнуджана Махарадж и неговото мистериозно напускане същото, което се чува различни версии.
Ти чета въпроса?
Да, не. Ставаше въпрос за това, което Санкаршана Прабху говори, че нашата цел е да установим ведическата култура и това е национална система. Това се ние спомена, че всъщност ние в тази епоха хората нямат качество за това. И как това може да стане? Чувал съм, че Прабхупад е казал, че поне 1% станат лично съзнание, то нещата могат да бъдат някакъв нормален ред да вървят. Това е първият въпрос. Това беше за Вишнуджана Махарадж, ако може да разкажеш повече за неговото сериозно напускане.
You said that our goal is to establish the Varnashrama Dharma.
Yes.
And how is it possible if, as you also said, the people in Kali Yuga, they are not qualified? And Srila Prabhupada said that even if 1% of the population of the planet Earth becomes Krishna conscious, will be some better result.
Yes.
How
is it possible to establish Krishna consciousness on this planet?
Varnashram. If the people are not qualified.
That Varnashram will naturally come if we make Krishna the center. Then naturally Varnashram will develop. You don't have to artificially introduce Varnashram without Krishna consciousness.
Ако поставим Кришна в центъра, тази Варнашрама система ще се прояви по естествен начин. Няма нужда отделно да работим върху това, да установим Варнашрама.
If you introduce Krishna consciousness, Varnashram will naturally manifest.
Ако проповядваме, ако въведем Кришна съзнание, тази Варнашрама система естествено ще се прояви.
Varnashram means to build a society based on cow protection.
Varnashram означава да се изгради общество, което се основава върху протекцията на кравите.
That's the real meaning of Varnashram. Establishing a society based on cow protection.
Това е истинското значение на Varnashram.
So if someone becomes Krishna conscious, they will not want to eat cow anymore.
Ако някой стане Кришна съзнател, няма да иска да яде крава.
If everybody becomes Krishna conscious, the slaughterhouses will close.
Ако всички станат Кришна осъзнати, кланиците ще бъдат затворени.
And people will want to protect the cows, so it will naturally, if we spread Krishna consciousness, Varnashram will naturally come. A society based on cow protection will naturally emerge.
И ако разпространяваме Кришна съзнание, по естествен начин ще се появи това общество, Варнашрам. So, second question is about Vishnujana Swami. He would like to hear something more about Vishnujana Maharaj, and especially about his disappearance.
The disappearance nobody knows for sure, so it's only speculative.
За напускането на Vishnujana Swami никой не знае нещо конкретно и само се спекулира.
Actually, disappearance is not... We don't like to hear about disappearance. It's like who likes to talk about Krishna's disappearance?
Всъщност ние обичаме да говорим за напускане.
I will decline to discuss his disappearance.
Както никой не иска да слуша за напускането на Кришна, например, и затова аз бих предпочел да не говоря за напускането на Кришна.
Rather, we like to hear about his appearance.
По-скоро ние бихме искали да слушаме за неговото появяване.
How he appeared in Austin, like the Pied Piper.
Как това се появило в Austin, като Pied Piper?
You know the Pied Piper? It's a story of some... It's a mythology or something of... It's a famous fiction.
Okay.
Of some piper playing the flute. He comes into town and all the children follow him. He attracts all the children in the whole village. So they go running after the Pied Piper. He's playing on the pipe, the flute.
Вишнуджава Махарадж се появил в Остин като този герой от приказките, който се появява в града със своята флейта и с...
So Vishnujan came to Austin just like the Pied Piper.
И с музиката си привлича всички деца от целия град.
Everywhere he went, people were attracted to him.
Вишнуджава Махарадж, където да ходеше, хората бяха привлечени от него.
He, at that time, he actually went, was one place by the university. He had no drum, he had no kartals, and he had no harmonium. All he had was his two hands and his voice. He stood on the street and started clapping his hands and singing, and he attracted so many people.
Имал само двете си ръце и гласа си. И той така просто застава на улицата, започва да пляска с ръце и да пее Хари Кришна и така привличал много, много хора.
He attracted me in Austin, Texas.
Той мене ме привлече в Austin, Texas.
And in Michigan he attracted Indradumna Swami also.
В Мичиган той така привлекал Индрадумна Свами.
He attracted many devotees. Prabhupada said Vishnujan has made many nice devotees. Because he is a nice devotee, he has made many nice devotees. That's what Prabhupada said about him. So in this way, he was a very, very attractive. Because he had so much. He was very compassionate, I can say that. He was very, very compassionate. So when somebody is that gives you that much kindness and that much love, you want to reciprocate with it, that's all. Questions more? Speak louder, because that cup just interrupted you. Go ahead and start over again and speak loudly.
Start again.
I didn't quite follow everything. Can you understand what she's asking?
She's saying how we can get understanding when we get hurt from a friend and how to stay friendly with them.
Oh.
Is that correct? Yeah.
What an understanding of Krishna consciousness we should have.
Yes. That sometimes it happens that we have a close friendship with a devotee and then there's some misunderstanding and there's hurt feelings. Keeping that friendship is more important than right or wrong, isn't it? Don't you find it more important to keep that friendship alive than who was right or who was wrong? Yes.
Не мислиш ли, че е по-важно да запазиш това приятелство, вместо да се опитваш да разбереш и да докажеш на някой кой е бил прав и кой е крив?
So, just take a humble position.
Просто приеми смирена позиция.
Try to see how you were wrong.
Опитай се да видиш как ти си била всъщност виновна.
And they will admire you for your humility.
И всички ще те възхваляват за твоето смирение.
And your relationship will not be broken.
И това приятелство няма да бъде разбито.
But if the opposite side is hurt.
You have to pacify them by your humility.
А пък ако всъщност другата страна е, има наранени чувства, ти трябва да ги успокоиш чрез своето смирение.
And if they're not pacified, you have to become even more humble.
Ако те не са затворени, тогава трябва да станеш още по-смирен.
And if they're still not pacified, you have to become even more humble. And if they're still not pacified, you have to become even more humble. Humility has no bottom. No matter how humble you become, you can become even more humble.
Няма значение колко си смирен, може да станеш още по-смирен. От друга страна, пък може да се окаже, че друга личност става все по-оскърбителна и се възползва от това, и това пък може да се каже, че не е добре за тяхното кришна съзнание, да извършат оскърбление по този начин.
Then Prabhupada knew what he was doing or not. Did Srila Prabhupada know what he was doing when he started this movement, or he did not know what he was doing? He knew what he was doing, yes.
That
means that there is some, by Krishna's grace, there is some way that we can resolve all these conflicts.
Това означава, че съществува някакъв начин, помощта на Кришна, чрез който ние можем да разрешим всички конфликти.
My personal experience is when someone is very disturbed with you and feels that you have wronged them, if you try to correct them that no, you are wrong, it's not a very practical way to proceed. Even if they were wrong, that's not the time when you should try to correct them.
Моят личен опит е, че това, когато имате конфликт с някой, ако вие се опитате да обясните на другата страна, че те са били грешни, това не е най-доброто време да се опитате да им обяснявате, че те са сбъркали.
Good. Humility is the answer.
Смирението е отговор.
Right. That's right. Until you finally pacify them.
But if they are not pacified, that means again and again,
that means Prabhupada is wrong. We can't live together as if we cannot have a sangha of Vaishnavas on this planet.
No, one may become more humble, but the other one doesn't forgive or want it to be offensive, and there Krishna.
And that means that person will have to eventually. If that person will not respond to humility, that means he will have to leave ISKCON sooner or later. Because he is not in the proper mood of a Vaishnava. But we don't like to think that way. We'd like to think in a positive way, the cup is half full, not half empty. So we like to think, and I've seen practically, that if one takes on a very humble position, a very, 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 very humble position, the other person will eventually come around. That's my practical experience. You can talk theoretically, but I'm talking practically. See? And the practicality of doing this is verified by Prabhupada's absolute faith that this movement would indeed save the world. You understand? Yes. One more question, yes. Oh.
Въпросът на Матаджи беше, ако въпреки, че ние ставаме все по-смирени и по-смирени, другата страна се възползва от това и извършва оскърбление, това не е ли всъщност лошо за тяхното кришна съзнание? И отговорът е, че на практика опита на Санкаршан Прабу е, че ако ние ставаме по-смирени и по-смирени, тогава на практика другата страна в един момент става удовлетворена и конфликтът се бива разрешен. Ако ние трябва да имаме вяра в това, че всички конфликти в ИСКОН могат да бъдат разрешени, защото Шрила Прабхупада има абсолютна вяра, че това движение ще спаси света.
Mahendra?
Yeah, related to that question, also on the practical platform, what would you suggest? What happened before the Radha Yatra? There was certain devotees that they had their arguments and reasons that they wanted that we don't have the Radha Yatra this year. So that created a conflict. Of course, this goes back earlier, but if we were to follow that, we hardly to satisfy them, we should have agreed. But what to do in that case?
Well, we have to think what Prabhupada would want also. Because it's not what I want or what you want. What does Prabhupada want? Would Prabhupada like to cancel the Radha Yatra because there's a disagreement amongst the devotees? Or would he would say, no, they have to tolerate their difference of opinion and the Radha Yatra must go on. That's what Prabhupada would say. So that's the real bottom line. It's not what I want or what you want. What does Prabhupada want? That's what holds us together as a movement. It's not what I want or what you want. It's not my ego or your ego. It's what does Prabhupada want? That's what if we can't think what does Prabhupada want, then ISKCON is dead. But if we think what would Srila Prabhupada want if he was here, and if we don't know for sure, then we have the senior devotees. We have G.B. Seaman, sannyasis, gurus, senior devotees, and we can ask them, those who were trained by Prabhupada, we can ask them, what would Prabhupada have done in this situation? What would he want? You see? So Prabhupada would definitely say the Radha Yatra must go on.
That's exactly what we did. We asked the G.B. Singh, he said, no matter what the difference is, we have to do it.
Right. So the G.B.C., the G.B.C. is the manifestation of Prabhupada's will, you see. He said, the G.B.C., they are the executors of my will. So if we have an unresolvable conflict, we just follow the G.B.C. decision, and then all the conflicts are resolved.
Still, it seems they are unsatisfied. They didn't come to the Radha Yatra. What we can do now? How can approach the conflict?
Do you have any cookies left over? Huh? Are any cookies left over from the Radha Yatra?
I don't know. If
there are, you'd take them the cookies. Give them something. Give them some prasadam. Give them your love. Show them you love them. Give them prasadam. Have a special dinner just for them. It's called let's be friends. Have a let's be friends dinner. You make the nicest prasadam, the opulent feast, the nicest prasadam. Everything the very best, and you have a special dinner just for that group. Right? That's very good. That special group, the clique who said no. You say we have you can tell that this was my idea, not yours. If you say it's your idea, they may not like it. So there was one visiting devotee here, and he suggested that we should do this. And, just do that. Have a special dinner just for them. Go ahead.
Вопрос на Магана Прабу беше, Прабу може ли ти по-добре?
Вопросът беше свързан с вопроса на Бати за какво може да направим конкретно в ситуация, в която определено даден, да речем, както и бъде трафиат, фестивал, преди да се случи, имаше определено, които не искаха поведи техни причини, имаха разумни аргументи, но какво трябваше да направим? Ако бяхме смирени, след като ги натурим, трябваше да се съгласим, да няма трафиат, но и какво трябваше да направим? Той каза, че в такъв случай, независимо какво мислим, ние не трябва да разберем какво Прабхупад би искал в този случай. Той със сигурност би казал, Радха Ятра трябва да има независимост от различията. Yeah. Ако не знаете какво иска Прабхупад, трябва да питате по някакви опити на преобладание. Джиби си е представител на Прабхупад. Аз как че ние това направихме, да казвам също, независимо от различията трябва да направим Радха Ятра. Това сме разбирали, че ние направихме така, но ако те все още не са удовлетворени и не бяха на самия фестивал, той каза, че най-доброто да дадем любовта си, да я покажем, да я дадем кухи от театрите или да ги поканим на специален фист, който да сготвим най-добрия, на който сме способни, и да им кажем, че това е идея, която ни е дал Прабхупада проповедник, не е наша, за да се отблъсна. И така да покажем, че си пазим.
Were you translating my answer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, time is running over time, but since I'm only here for a short time, I can take one more question.
Още един въпрос, защото
Yes.
Аз обаче имам два въпроса.
All right, okay.
Аз си намерих работа, проповядвам всеки ден на около 150-200 човека. Всеки ден. Давам им маха цветя и флаери за Кришна. Обаче, въпреки че всеки ден проповядвам на 150-200 човека, минимум, един или двама човека са дошли. Това означава ли, че трябва още по-хеви да бъде?
По-хеви да проповядаш? Не проповядаш по-хеви ли?
Трябва на... Не на 250,
на 400.
Окей. Maybe I'm preaching to 150. Every day I'm preaching to 150 to 200 people because I'm selling maha flowers and I'm distributing also fires for Krishna.
What was the second one? Fires?
Flyers.
Flyers. Like, flyers. Flyers. Oh,
okay. But as a result, only one or two persons they came to the temple. So shall I start to preach even more extensively, like to preach to 400 or 500 persons okay. every day to get right. a better result?
Okay. All right. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he opened 64 Gaudiya Maths in India.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati otvoril 64 Gaudiya Maths in India.
He had 64 temples.
Той имал 64 храма.
He said, if I could make one pure devotee, I would sell every one of those temples.
Той казал, ако аз мога да направя един чист праведен, аз бих продал всички тези храма.
So, if you can, if you, by distributing those flyers, you can even make one person a devotee.
Ако като разпространяваш тези флайери, ти можеш да направиш дори един праведен.
Your life is successful.
Твоя живот е успешен.
If you distribute 10 million flyers and you make one person a pure devotee of Krishna, your life is successful.
Ако разпространиш 10 милиона флайера и направиш един чист праведен на Кришна, твой живот е успешен.
So continue preaching this Krishna consciousness movement.
Продължавай да проповядваш това движение на Кришна съзнание.
With all of your intelligence, with all of your words, with all of your money and with all of your life.
С цялата си интелигентност, с всичките си думи, с целия си живот, всички си пари. He's very pleased by this
answer. Това е въпрос е в Джагонат Пури не пускат бели хора. Това не е ли неправилно?
In the temple of Джагонат Пури they don't allow white devotees to have darshan.
Yes.
Is it not proper?
They think so, yes.
But the question is it not proper behavior from their behalf to not allow?
It's very improper. And the day will come and they won't. Lord Jagannath will not accept their service anymore. Actually, Lord Jagannath even now is not accepting their service because it is very offensive. Is it proper that they don't allow the white people in the Jagannath Puri temple? Is that proper or not? It's improper and they. Lord Jagannath does not accept their service. He's giving them some time to rectify their mistake. But if they don't rectify their mistake, they will lose everything. So I said that was going to be the last question. So I have to keep my word. Isn't it? So, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
ISKCON Bulgaria Vaishnavas ki jai.